breaking news. You may not have heard about this. Tonight's Mega Million Dollars is over a billion. Oh, wait, you've been hearing about it nonstop? Okay, sorry about that, but it's true. $1.6 billion cash option is 904 mil. The website for Mega Millions went down yesterday. It crashed. A rep for them said it was overladen with visitors and went down as a traffic pickup. I wonder if it's the first time that, like, maybe like a lottery website had more hits than a porno website.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just saying. Or do you think people are searching for that, like, on adult sites now?
No, they're not.
All right, just wondering. I have questions. I must ask them. They're inside my brain. All right, Alex, listen. When the CDC makes a warning, the Center for Disease Control makes a warning, you need to listen, okay?
Okay.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Liv, you too. Listen up. Quit playing around over there. This is serious. The CDC is asking pet owners to refrain from dressing up their chickens this year for Halloween.
Why is that not all right?
Are you listening to me here? Yeah, they're saying because of a particular strain of salmonella. At least 92 people in 29 states have been infected with a strain of multidrug-resistant salmonella after coming into contact with raw chicken products. No deaths have been reported, but 21 people are sick, and they've been hospitalized. Here's what the real warning comes from. They say that people could be infected by handling live chickens, so... Are you handling live chickens?
Ooh.
I know you have chicken nuggets, but...
No, okay. Mine are dead and fried.
Oh, okay. I was like, what are you talking about right there? They also warn, do not kiss your birds or snuggle them and let them touch your face or mouth, okay?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that won't be a problem.
Don't worry. I already sent this warning to my mom in Ohio. I'm like, hey, quit kissing your chicken.
That's exactly who we need to worry about.
So thank you for your attention on that one. World Series game number one tonight. The Los Angeles Dodgers, Clayton Kershaw, will pitch at Fenway Park for the first time when he starts game number one of the World Series against the Boston Red Sox.
Woohoo!
Alex, you're a sports official. Aficionado, who do you think will win the World Series, the Boston Red Sox or the Los Angeles Dodgers?
Dodgers.
Wow. Why do you say that? Did you look at who's hotter?
I just feel like the brand is cooler.
Oh, you think the Dodgers are cooler than the Red Sox?
Yeah.
Liv the Web Girl, who's going to win based on whatever you decide to base it on?
I think the Red Sox.
Ooh. We should have some kind of a bet right here where the loser has to do something.
I look better in blue, so.
Oh, okay.
Well, the Red Sox is blue and red.
Oh, yeah.
No, they're not.
I try to stay away from red.
Red Sox are red and white.
I thought they were red and white.
I think they definitely have some. If you look at a Red Sox hat,
it's red and
it's
white.
It's red when the B is blue.
Are you sure?
I would consider
it
red and white.
I'm looking it up right
now. I would consider that red and white.
I thought it was red
and
white.
They might have like
a hint. They literally have blue hats on, and they have. The outline is blue.
If
on
you had
jerseys.
To make it into a gang thing, I would say that the Red Sox are more like the Bloods.
Look at that.
And I would say that the Dodgers are more like the Crips.
Navy hats on.
They definitely have navy hats on.
Okay, whatever. I just think of the Boston Red Sox with the red and white, but I guess they do have some blue. It is America after all. And my big question I want to know, maybe we can put the picture of this up and put it on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram to see what people think about this. But Titanic 2... is set to have sail. It's going to take to the sea in 2022.
Stay away.
It's going to reenact the actual route of the original ship. Would you sail it?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because that right there is cursed.
Yeah, I think there's something to that. The ship's going to have the same interior and cabin layout as the original vessel, but they say the interior is going to have like all the modern safety like protection. They're going to have like updated navigation. They're going to have just every technology you'd want on a ship. It's going to set sail from Dubai to Southampton, England, and then to New York. The original Titanic, if you did not know, sank in the North Atlantic Ocean April 15th, 1912, after sideswiping an iceberg while traveling from Southampton to New York.
So many people still don't know that movie is based on a true story. Like, there was a real boat called the Titanic
hold on,
an iceberg.
Liv's not listening. Let's see if she knows. She's over. Hey, Liv! Liv the Web Girl.
Yes?
Can you tell us about the Titanic?
So it sank, and Leonardo DiCaprio was on it. And
exactly. Thank you. That was great. That's all we need right there. That's all we need. That's Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show. You can see it all online, RadioNowIndy.com.